Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, does your dog lick your face? Do you like it? We'll learn why dogs lick and we'll review some of the newest pet products also. So we'll start with an article by Katie Grisb, Why Dogs Lick and When to Worry. This was posted on PetMD. And she writes, dogs lick themselves. That's a fact of life. But when does it get to be an issue? You may catch your pooch bathing daily to keep clean. This is an innate behavior in the animal kingdom, but there are times when licking can become excessive and can be a clinical sign of an underlying illness. Allergies are the number one cause of excessive licking in dogs. Owners may note that their dog licks in between the toes, sometimes leading to staining of the fur due to enzymes in the saliva. They may lick and chew at their hind end and their inner thighs. Environmental allergies are caused by dusts, danders, pollens, and other airborne particles, which lead to buildup on the skin and fur of the dog, and in turn cause itching. Allergies to flea bites and certain proteins in pet food can cause similar signs. Cleaning your dog's paws with doggy wipes or a warm washcloth after walks outside can help to decrease environmental allergens. Owners should seek veterinary attention for their dogs if the skin is changing color, if there are wounds, pimples, or crusts noted on the skin, if there is excessive scratching associated with a licking, and/or if fleas are seen. Licking can also be a sign of nausea in some dogs. If your dog is licking abnormal places, such as the floors or the walls, or if your dog is licking his or her lips frequently, these can be signs of gastrointestinal upset. Some dogs will also smack their lips or drool excessively when they feel nauseous. If your dog is showing these signs and they last more than 24 hours, or if they are at all associated with vomiting, diarrhea, or lack of appetite, it is important to contact your veterinarian. Addressing quality of life is the first step. There are shampoos that can help calm the itching, as well as veterinary prescribed antihistamines to help your dog be more comfortable. Your vet may also recommend some diagnostic tests, such as a fecal panel, blood testing, and/or x-rays to rule out causes of belly upset. Your veterinarian can often prescribe or administer medications to help control and sometimes eliminate the nausea for your pet. Dogs can also have behavioral causes of excessive licking, such as anxiety or a type of obsessive disorder, where they overgroom themselves. Some studies have shown that the act of licking increases endorphins in the brain, which calms the dog while it is licking. Loud noises, separation anxiety, and/or change in environment can lead to this behavior. It's important to intervene to lessen or stop this behavior before the dog licks off all its fur, usually confined to one site on the body, such as a leg or the abdomen, which can lead to skin infection or hot spots, and acral lick granulomas, which are masses that occur secondary to chronic abrasion with the tongue and inflammation to the area. These infections and granulomas can be painful to the dog. If there is trauma to the skin, your veterinarian will treat the skin infections and/or granulomas caused by the excessive licking and then determine if the licking is a medical disorder or something that can be alleviated with behavior training. Diversion techniques can be instituted if your pet is over-grooming. This entails close monitoring and sidetracking your dog when he starts to obsessively groom. Give him or her a favorite toy or treat to focus on. Go for a walk, or even spend some quality time brushing your dog. This can help get his or her mind off the compulsions. If your veterinarian determines after examination and possible diagnostic testing that your dog is licking due to compulsive behavior or anxiety, there are some natural calming products that can be instituted. These include calming drops for the water, calming treats, pheromone collars, and thunder shirts. Very dilute apple cider vinegar can also be sprayed on the skin to deter licking, but should be discussed with a veterinarian first to be sure it will not irritate the skin further. These natural products tend to have little to no side effects and are safest when starting a treatment plan. Keeping a low-stress environment for anxious dogs can be very helpful also. Quiet, low lighting, and slow movements. Still, sometimes natural products are not enough to calm your dog and stop excessive licking. This is when a thorough discussion should be had with your veterinarian about behavior modification drugs such as fluoxetine and clomipramine. However, these medications can have side effects and are usually only given for chronic conditions. It is important to discuss all of the pros and cons with your veterinarian prior to starting your dog on these medications. Quality of life is the most important thing when it comes to our pets. Excessive licking can cause that quality to decrease over time. If you think your dog is excessively licking, it is pertinent to discuss these signs with your veterinarian. Together, you can determine if the signs are something to be concerned about or if your pet is simply taking his or her daily bath. And after all that licking, why do dogs like to lick our faces? When a dog tries to lick your face, the best you can do is to close your eyes, yawn, and turn your head away. This shows in dog language that you accept its offer of friendship. And this was written by Roger Abranti of Ethology Institute, Cambridge. Dogs like to lick our faces, a behavior that seems disturbing for many dog owners and particularly non-dog owners. However, this behavior is a demonstration of friendliness, a pacifying gesture, a hand, though not literally, reaching for peace. It's a compliment in dog language. I like you. You can be my friend. The behavior originates in the neonatal and juvenile periods. Newborn suckle and lick. A bit older pups lick everything as a way of gathering information about their world. Licking our faces may give our dogs much more information than we can imagine about who we are and how we feel. Pups lick one another, a behavior which seems to make both donor and recipient relax because it is an undemanding activity. Grooming and self-grooming, which also includes licking, are pleasant and bonding practices as well. Canine mothers lick their pups to keep them clean and to stimulate their urination, defecation, and maybe even digestion. When the pups become a little older and begin eating solid food, it is common for them to lick the lips of the adults, a behavior which should elicit their regurgitation of food recently consumed, a good source of nutrition for the youngsters, even though not as widespread as when Canis lupus familiaris were mainly hunters. This regurgitation behavior is not uncommon among our more scavenger-like domestic dogs if we give them the opportunity to live a relatively independent dog life. Licking is one of the many behaviors dogs and wolves have in common. It signals friendship. Pacifying behavior is, for the most part, behavior that originally has essential survival and well-being functions and later shows these same functions, though in different areas and with different outcomes. For example, licking produced food regurgitation. Licking produces now friendly behavior. Next time a dog licks your face, you do not need to be too terrified or disgusted. Just close your eyes, yawn, and turn your head away. This shows in dog language that you accept its offer of friendship. By the way, don't be too afraid either of the germs you may get when your dog licks you. They are not worse than those we get from kissing one another. So that's all you wanted to learn about dog licking. Now, what's new in pet products? What's new in the world of pet products? There seems to be no end to the innovation. CoolPetProducts.com has a running list on their website. They say they feature the latest pet products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or whatever pet you may have, but they are reviews only. They don't actually sell any of the items on their website. Some of the items are on Kickstarter and some are available now. There are quite a few, so I'll share just a few of them with you today. First on the list is the Ripple Rug. The Awesome Cat Hangout creates a stimulating environment. We love this new product, Cool Pet Products says. Super innovative and has so many features we always value. The Ripple Rug was brought to life through a successful Kickstarter raising over $15,000. Not only is the Ripple Rug environmentally friendly, it's recycled from 24 plastic bottles, is easy to clean, just scrub dirty marks with soap and water, and portable, foldable, and weighs less than 4 pounds, but it is a scratching surface, a cat bed, and a play area all in one. The top rug features Velcro touch points and various sized holes so you can easily rearrange the Ripple surface as regularly as you and your cat desire, creating makeshift kitty layers to be pounced out of and snuggly grooves for snoozing in. The durable needle punch carpet of the Ripple rug is not only attractive for cats to scratch, but is also mold and mildew resistant and is insulated and backed with non-slip rubber. You can buy it for $40 by visiting ripplerug.com. And the photo provided for this product shows a sheet of fabric folded in half. What becomes the top layer when laid flat has the holes for the cat to enter and exit. As mentioned, the user and the cat manipulate the fabric by bunching it to create the ripple effect. And you can buy this for $40 by visiting ripplerug.com. Next, Meowawana Purple Passion Organic Homegrown Buds for the Far Out Pussycat. Meowawana Purple Passion Buds are 100% organic and are harvested from top quality catnip plants. Picked at the peak of the plant's essential oil production, Purple Passion catnip buds are aromatic and highly potent. This is top quality weed for the discerning kitty. Available in attractive small and large glass jars that are reusable, resealable, to keep kitty's catnip fresh, this quirky product is a great gift idea and makes a nice change from the old mouse toys and fish-flavored treats. You can also use the jars to marinate and reinvigorate other toys you have laying around. You can buy it on Amazon for $25 to $29. Next, Humunga Bling grills for your superstar pooch. Winner of the best new pet product at the 2016 Global Pet Expo, at about the size of a tennis ball, this hilarious toy, they say, by Moody Pet hopes to upgrade your dog's selfies and games of fetch with Fido that add a little bit more fun. The Humunga Bling is encircled by huge molded teeth adorned with blingy gold and diamond grills, instantly transforming your pooch into a doggy superstar. When your dog has the ball in his mouth, he appears to be sporting the blingy teeth that are on the ball. The durable, non-toxic rubber ball features two sets of teeth, with one side proclaiming your dog to be a rock star and the other stating simply, dog. You can find it on Amazon for $16. Next is a Dog's Purpose movie based on best-selling novel by W. Bruce Cameron. In this film adaptation based on the novel of the same name by W. Bruce Cameron, the viewer joins a devoted dog on his journey to discover the meaning of his existence. A Dog's Purpose is directed by Lassie Hallström of the Cider House Rules and Chocolat fame, and stars Hollywood veterans Dennis Quaid, relative newcomers Britt Robertson and KJ Apa, and Josh Gad as the voice of the title character. Dog lovers of all ages will be swept away by this movie's unique and bittersweet story and humorous yet soulful script. And you can buy it on Amazon for $25. Next, the Sauter Modular Cat Tower, sophisticated space-saving haven for your cat. The stylish Sauter Cat Tower provides everything your cat needs in a play space, including a comfy cushion with removable soft fabric cover to nap on, when they're done playing. The two pieces of this modular cat furniture nest together to create one 42-inch tower, or it can be freestanding, providing your cat with two pieces of furniture to scratch that aren't your brand new couch. Featuring two sisal scratch pads, a molded bristle pad to rub on, padded climbing steps, and a feather toy on elastic. There is plenty to do on this stylish cat playground. And you can find it for $180 by visiting coolpetproducts.com. Also from Sauter, the pet coffee table, modern coffee table, and dog bed in one. Incorporating pet furniture into a modern design scheme is something we love featuring, and this coffee table and dog bed hybrid does exactly that. Constructed from beech veneer wood with an attractive espresso finish, this coffee table would gel with most modern interior design schemes and at the same time provide a safe, space-saving place for your dog to sleep. And it also gives you a place to keep your feet warm. You use the tabletop and the dog rests underneath. At Amazon for $249. Bamboo training pads. Eco-friendly puppy pads combine natural bamboo and charcoal. Green Pet Shop Bamboo Training Pads has combined bamboo and charcoal technology to create these eco-friendly puppy pads without the need for nasty chemicals. They claim that not only do the bamboo and charcoal emit a scent that is attractive to inquisitive pups, but they also work as a natural odor control, so there is no need for added fragrance. They also claim that bamboo filters are quick drying, preventing your toilet trainee from tracking wet paw prints through the house, and their superior absorbency allows the pads to hold up to 28 fluid ounces of liquid. You can find it on Amazon for $25. Next, Petchup. Condiments that are supplements for your dog. Dog ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, and barbecue sauce. These cleverly named, though not easy to pronounce, condiments for your dogs come in four delicious puns. The original beef Petchup, pork barbecue, Alaskan salmon mustard, and roast turkey mayonnaise. Made with natural food-grade ingredients in the USA, all four are free from gluten, genetically modified ingredients, and artificial colors and flavors. Every sauce in the Petchup line is packed full of vitamins and minerals, including glucosamine, omegas 3, 6, and 9, and probiotics to keep your pup happy and healthy. Find them at Amazon for $12 to $36. The Hibern 8 Dog Bed by Pet OG. This customizable bed with bold modern designs. Wrapping up a very successful Kickstarter campaign, Pet OG is creating hypoallergenic, super comfortable, and easy to clean dog beds that are also customizable. The Hibern 8 Dog Bed's Cloud 9 filling has a higher loft weight ratio than conventional pet bed stuffing fibers. Betting on their technology, the Pet OG company is offering a very impressive 5-year fluffy guarantee. The bed itself is enveloped by the customizable cover in a pattern fabric of your choice. Both the cover and the pillow itself are washable, which we at Cool Pet Products consider a necessary feature. A breathable, water-resistant, active breathe shield protective layer is also available for dogs who like to lounge around outside or relax on their bed after a bath. Available in four sizes, ranging from mini through to supreme, and with hundreds of possible combinations of fabric patterns and piping colors, we are excited about the new Hibern 8 dog bed on Kickstarter for $100 to $300. My favorite, the neon litter, brightly colored litter your cat will rave about. Personalize your cat's litter box with neon clumping litter by Ultra Pet. Neon litter is made from brightly colored natural silica gel microcrystals for maximum absorbency and odor control, and is also soft on sensitive kitty paws. This unique product comes in three vibrant floral colors, pink, green, and orange. Fill your cat's litter box with their favorite hue, or mix colors to create the funkiest feline toilet in town. Ultra Pet claims that litter boxes filled with neon litter will only need to be scooped twice a week due to its superior clumping quality. So even if the neon color isn't a selling point for you, perhaps superior clumping quality is. On Amazon for $12.99. The I'm Gizmo ergonomic and modular leash handle. I'm Gizmo by Doggone Smart Pet Products is an innovative dog walking accessory with connectable add-ons, including a flashlight and a clicker training set. The ergonomic soft silicone handle eases discomfort associated with holding a standard dog leash and even allows two dogs to be walked using one handle via a unique carabiner system. I'm Gizmo is available in four different colors and comes with a poop bag dispenser accessory and standard carabiner for walking a single dog weighing up to 85 pounds on Amazon for $30. And finally, the Rain, the newest novel by Anne M. Martin, author of The Babysitter's Club. It's spelled R-A-I-N-R-E-I-G-N, Rain. Written in the first person, this New York Times bestseller tells the story of Rose, a fifth grader on the autism spectrum, and her faithful dog, Rain. Rain uses simple language to engage your young readers and encourage them to see through the eyes of a child who is living with a diagnosis of high-functioning autism. Rose's touching story endeavors to make the reader understand what a companion animal can mean to someone on the spectrum. Anne M. Martin, best known for her popular and long-lived book series, The Babysitter's Club, breaks down the social barriers surrounding young people with Asperger's syndrome by drawing her readers into Rose's world as she searches for her lost companion. And that you can find on Amazon for $17. You can learn more about these products and others by visiting coolpetproducts.com. They say new pet products are added every day. From the Purrington Post, 9 cool cat facts we bet you didn't know. Cats are very sensitive, knowing, and highly intelligent. There are so many things about these felines that owners, scientists, and vets are still discovering. Cats are wonderful companions, and then they can be very entertaining as well. However, a cat's social interactions and the way they communicate can sometimes be misunderstood and confusing. But if you learn more about your elusive feline's habits, you will have a greater appreciation of this very complicated animal. Following are 9 cool things you may not have known about our fuzzy feline friends. Cool fact number 1. Cats can sense earthquakes before they happen. The pads of a cat's feet are highly sensitive and can detect vibrations in the earth. Some experts believe that cats are highly sensitive to the earth's magnetic fields, which allows them to detect when trouble could be on the horizon. Others speculate that this so-called premonition ability in cats is their heightened awareness in being able to feel smaller tremors, which we can't, that occur before a larger earthquake hits. Cats and earthquake predictability is not a proven theory, but there is plenty of anecdotal evidence to suggest that cats can indeed sense the oncoming of an earthquake. Fact number 2, cats control you, not the other way around. Big surprise, huh? Through vocalizations, they can tell you they want food. Cats have the ability to change their vocalizations to become urgent and demanding when they want something, as we well know. Although a cat's brain takes up only 0.9% of its body mass, a cat's cerebral cortex is much more complex than that of a dog, with almost 300 million nerve cells compared to about 160 million in the dog. With that added brain power, it's no wonder we never stood a chance. Fact number 3. Like dogs, horses, and other animals, cats do dream. They have the same brainwave patterns as you do when you dream. If you've ever seen your cat twitching or moving her paws while asleep, that's a sign they're dreaming. Perhaps it's about a good mouse chase or maybe a big bowl of creamy milk. Did you know that cats spend almost 3/4 of their lives sleeping? Often, it is not a deep sleep, but rather just snoozing, but it allows them to get all the rest they need and be alert enough to wake at a moment's notice. Cool fact number 4, punishing a cat is useless. They do not understand punishment. When a cat does something good, praise him or her. Give them extra attention and love. Hitting a cat is cruel and unusual punishment. Cool fact number 5, purring is a relaxing sound for both cats and their owners. A purr has often been described, usually by cat lovers, as one of the most comforting sounds in the world. And studies have shown that domestic cats produce a sound frequency of between 25 and 150 vibrations per second. And this relaxing sound induces factors within our brains that somehow reduce and even eliminate stress factors in us. Fact number 6, cats can clack. Listen to your cat as they watch birds. They may emit a clacking sound. Cool fact number 7, headbutts show their love. When your cat headbutts, known as bunting, it is a greeting that says, I trust you and feel safe. They will do this to other cats and pets as well. It is believed to be one of their their methods of sharing facial pheromones with you. Fact number 8, bringing you dead prey is their gift. A bit creepy and has a certain yuck factor when a cat brings you a present of a dead mouse or leaves an insect at your feet. My cat eats insects. Your generous feline might want to share her prey without, and she might simply be showing you how successful she can be when on the hunt. And cool fact number 9, cats often cry at night. Nighttime caterwauling may come from an instinct to hunt insects and rodents. Cries can indicate frustration. Try and get rid of this type of excess energy by providing your cat with food, puzzles, and enriching toys. Leave some toys by her bed at night. If your cat is older and still vocal at night, take her to the vet. There may be a serious problem. Well, that's it. Cats supposedly have 9 lives, so we decided on 9 cool facts, and we hope you enjoyed them all. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.